AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. The UN climate summit negotiations have started in Paris. It wasn't the start organizers and officials in Paris were hoping for. Police sent to fire tear gas into a crowd of demonstrators. French President Francois Hollande called the violence scandalous. 174 people have been detained and could face charges. As for the summit itself, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says he feels momentum.
It seems to me that all the stars are aligning in one direction. And I am pretty optimistic that we'll be able to have a very robust universal climate change agreement.
He says pledges to cut global warming emissions aren't enough and should be reviewed before 2020. With Vatican bodyguards and flak jackets and UN peacekeepers around him with machine guns, Pope Francis told people in Central African Republic to lay down their weapons and instead arm themselves with peace and forgiveness. Muslim rebels overthrew the Christian president there nearly three years ago. A law enforcement official in Colorado who wasn't authorized to speak publicly about the investigation quotes Planned Parenthood shooting suspect Robert Deere saying no more baby parts after his arrest. Adam Schiff is ranking a Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee. He says people seriously mentally ill have too much access to firearms.
Nothing we have done has worked because essentially we have done nothing. The background checks are not universal, so even if people who are mentally ill would be barred, if they buy it off the back of a truck or they buy it at a gun show, it's not going to stop them from getting a weapon.
It was on ABC's This Week. Kurdish officials say three more mass graves have been found in the northern Iraq city of Sinjar. This is AP Radio News. At the movies, it was a Katniss Thanksgiving.
Tonight, turn your weapons to the Capitol. Turn your weapons to snow.
Mockingjay Part 2, the fourth and final installment of the Hunger Games series, has grossed close to $200 million so far. Runner-ups this weekend, Disney Pixar's The Good Dinosaur and Creed. In the NFL, the Washington Redskins are now tied for first in the NFC East. They beat the New York Giants at home 20-14. Kansas City beat Buffalo 30-22. The Bills' Rex Ryan says playoff chances are slipping away.
We're out of mulligans. Let's put it that way. We've got to take care of our business. We have to win this game, you know, coming up.
Minnesota beat Atlanta 20-10. Cincinnati beat St. Louis. The New York Jets beat Miami. And Houston beat New Orleans 24-6. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.